After more than 10 years of fast growth, the number of Chinese visitors to the United States is falling. The National Travel and Tourism Office reports that travel from China to the U.S. fell 5.7% in 2018 to 2.9 million visitors. The organization collected this data from U.S. customs forms. It marked the first time since 2003 that Chinese travel to the country decreased from the year before. One reason for the slowdown may be the ongoing trade war between the two countries. The U.S. now has a 25% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. China's Xi Jinping answered with tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. imports. Last summer, China announced a travel warning for visitors to the United States. It warned its citizens of the risks of crime and the high costs for medical care. The U.S. then announced its own warning about travel to China. Wang Haixia works at an international trade company in Beijing. She traveled to the United States last month for her sister's graduation. She and her family planned to spend 10 days in Illinois and New York.
Wang told the Associated Press she would have considered staying longer, but she chose not to because she did not want to put money into the U.S. economy during a trade war. "I cannot cancel this trip because I promised my sister I would go," Wang said. "My relatives will contribute more than 100,000 yuan to America just staying for 10 days, and that's enough." Wolfgang Georg Arlt is director of the Chinese Outbound Tourism Research Institute. He said there are other reasons for the slowdown, too. He notes that economic insecurity in China has led some travelers to take trips closer to home. Arlt's organization found that 56% of travelers who left China in the last 3 months of 2018 went to Hong Kong, Macau, or Taiwan. By comparison, that number was 50% in the final months of 2017. The growth of Chinese travel to the United States had already been slowing in recent years. In 2000, about 249,000 Chinese visited the country. By 2010, that number increased by 3 to over 800,000 visitors. That number tripled again by 2015.
The market research company McKinsey says the extremely fast growth was partly due to higher earnings among Chinese, better long-distance flight connections, and an easing of travel restrictions. The United States saw more than 3 million Chinese visitors in both 2016 and 2017. But year-to-year growth reached just 4% in 2017, the smallest increase in more than 10 years. Most industry watchers agree that any decrease is temporary because China's middle class will only continue to expand. The U.S. government predicts the number of Chinese visitors will grow 2% this year to 3.3 million and will reach 4.1 million in the year 2023. David Huther is the Senior Vice President of Research for the U.S. Travel Association. He said, even if the Chinese economy cools, it's still going to continue to be a very good source of growth for the travel industry. In general, international travel to the United States has been decreasing. The number of foreign visitors to the country dropped 2% in 2016 and remained the same in 2017. The National Travel and Tourism Office reports that in 2017, China had the fifth highest number of travelers visiting the U.S.
Spending by Chinese visitors grew more than 600% between 2008 and 2016 to nearly $18.9 billion. In 2017, that fell by 1% to $18.8 billion. Those amounts do not include money spent by Chinese students living and studying in the United States. Experts say America's travel industry must do more to keep that money coming in and to keep up with Chinese travelers' changing needs. Larry Yu is a professor of hospitality management at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. He said that Chinese travelers, especially younger ones, are increasingly planning trips through social media programs like WeChat. Chinese travelers are also increasingly less likely to make travel plans through big groups, he said. They also prefer to use smartphone-based payment systems instead of money or bank cards. David Becker is the former chief of Attract China, a New York-based travel company. He said that places hoping to bring in Chinese visitors should invest in new technology. Becker said Attract China, for example, has helped well-known stores in New York City make use of a live translation program called Genie. The company also has helped such stores introduce Alipay and WeChat Pay for mobile payments. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Pete Musto.